you can contribute more to your 401k than ever before. This is Money Unscripted, a podcast from Fidelity Investments with Fidelity's Kirsten Hunter-Peterson and me, Allie Donnelly. We're talking about updates to our workplace retirement savings plans. Kirsten, if I have a 401k or 403b, what are my contribution limits for 2026?
This year, you can contribute up to $24,500. That's actually a $1,000 increase over last year.
How do I factor in what that might mean for me in my retirement?
We all have competing financial priorities, so not everyone can contribute the full amount to their retirement each year.
Yeah.
But increasing limit can be a great motivator for people to save more or at least think about saving more. Maybe if you get a raise or a promotion or a bonus, think about taking some of that money and putting it towards your future self. Maybe that's just 1% more towards your retirement than you contributed last year. There's so much power in those small amounts and just that 1% more each year.
Yeah, you say small amounts, but if I'm closer to retirement age, there's an even faster way to catch up, right?
That's exactly right. If you're age 50 or older, you can make what's called a catch-up contribution. That catch-up limit for 2026 is $8,000, which means if you're age 50 or over, you can contribute up to a total of $32,500 to your workplace retirement plan this year.
For workers who are 60 to 63, there are even higher catch-up limits.
You can contribute even more than that regular catch-up limit, something that we're hearing referred to as the super catch-up.
I like it.
This year's super catch-up limit is $11,250, which means for people ages 60 to 63, they can contribute up to a total of $35,750 this year.
Awesome. No small thing. But when we're talking about that max contribution, does your employer match factor in?
No, actually, this is just for your own personal contribution. Most people aren't in a financial position to be able to save that maximum amount. So what I would say is, at the very least, make sure you're saving enough to earn that full match or that full employer contribution. You don't want to leave that money on the table.
Whenever I look at my balance, I'm always like, okay, I want to know how I'm doing. So give us some average 401k balances.
Well, the average balance in a 401k doesn't always tell the full picture. So let's look at it by generation. If we look at baby boomers, they have an average balance of $267,900. Gen X, $217,500. Millennials, $80,700. And Gen Z comes in at $17,000.
So I see the averages, but if I want to make it a little bit more personal to me, how could I think about it?
Well, one guideline that could be helpful is something called 10X. And what that means is that you should aim to save about 10 times your annual pay by the time you retire. And I know that's a big number, but to break it down a little bit, aim to save about 3 times your annual pay by the time you turn 40, 6 times your annual pay by the time you turn 50, 8 times your annual pay by 60, and then finally 10 times that 10X by age 67, which is the national retirement age.
But if I'm just not ready to look that big and I just want to go 1 year at a time, what would you say?
Well, we suggest saving about 15% of your annual pay for retirement each year. And I know that sounds like a lot. It is a lot for a lot of people. But that 15% is inclusive of any contribution, like a match that you might get from your employer.
And what are we seeing?
Well, at Fidelity, we track what these look like day to day and year to year. And we're actually seeing average savings rates increase, especially over the last few years. And today, that average savings rate is just shy of the 15% guideline. So this shows us that people are making saving for retirement a priority, and they're really striving to set themselves up for success in their retirement years.
Oh, well, that's great. We've talked through a lot of numbers, but as folks are leaving this conversation, what do you hope kind of overarching stays in their heads?
Yeah. Well, I would say strive to save as much as you can, but really make sure you're contributing enough to earn that full match or that full employer contribution. You don't want to leave that money on the table. And then also check in with your retirement savings and the progress that you're making. We go to the doctor once a year, or at least we're all supposed to. It's the same thing with retirement saving. So check in at least once a year to make sure you're on track and make whatever changes might be within your plan.
Excellent. Kirsten, thank you.
Thanks, Allie.
Let's do a quick recap of those 2026 numbers. For 401ks and 403bs, if you're under 50, it's $24,500. If you're 50 and over, it's $32,500 with that catch-up contribution. And with that super catch-up, if you're 60 to 63, it's $35,750. And a quick note, if you also want to dig into the contribution and income limits for Roth and traditional IRAs, we have an episode on that too. We'll see you next time on Money Unscripted. It's your life. Get your money's worth. Fidelity Investments Q3 2025 401k data is based on 26,000 corporate-defined contribution plans and 24.8 million participants as of September 30, 2025. These figures include the advisor sold market, but exclude the tax-exempt market. Excluded from the behavioral statistics are non-qualified defined contribution plans and plans for Fidelity's own employees. Generations, as defined by Pew Research 2019. Baby boomers are individuals born between 1946 and 1964. Gen X are individuals born between 1965 and 1980. Millennials are individuals born between 1981 and 1996. And Gen Z are individuals born between 1997 and 2012. Fidelity has developed a series of salary multipliers in order to provide participants with one measure of how their current retirement savings might be compared to potential income needs in retirement. The salary multiplier suggested is based solely on your current age. In developing the series of salary multipliers corresponding to age, Fidelity assumed age-based asset allocations consistent with the equity glide path of a typical target date retirement fund, a 15% savings rate, a 1.5 constant real wage growth, a retirement age of 67, and a planning age through 93. The replacement annual income target is defined as 45% of pre-retirement annual income and assumes no pension income. This target is based on Consumer Expenditure Survey, BLS, Statistics of Income Tax Stat, IRS tax brackets, and Social Security benefit calculators. Fidelity developed the salary multipliers through multiple market simulations based on historical market data, assuming poor market conditions to support a 90% confidence level of success. These simulations take into account the volatility that a typical target date asset allocation might experience under different market conditions. Volatility of the stocks, bonds, and short-term asset classes is based on the historical annual data from 1926 through the most recent year-end data available from Ibbotson Associates, Inc. Stocks, domestic and foreign, are represented by Ibbotson Associates SBBI S&P 500 Total Return Index. Bonds are represented by Ibbotson Associates SBBI U.S. Intermediate Term Government Bonds Total Return Index. And short-term are represented by Ibbotson Associates SBBI 30-Day U.S. Treasury Bills Total Return Index, respectively. It is not possible to invest directly in an index. All indices include reinvestment of dividends and interest income. All calculations are purely hypothetical, and a suggested salary multiplier is not a guarantee of future results. It does not reflect the return of any particular investment or take into consideration the composition of a participant's particular account. The salary multiplier is intended only to be one source of information that may help you assess your retirement income needs. Remember, past performance is no guarantee of future results. Performance returns for actual investments will generally be reduced by fees or expenses not reflected in these hypothetical calculations. Returns also will generally be reduced by taxes. Investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. This information is intended to be educational and is not tailored to the investment needs of any specific investor. Information presented herein is for discussion and illustrative purposes only and is not a recommendation or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any securities. The views and opinions expressed by the Fidelity speaker are his or her own as of the date of the recording and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity Investments or its affiliates. Any such views are subject to change at any time based on market or other conditions, and Fidelity disclaims any responsibility to update such views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice and, because investment decisions are based on numerous factors, may not be relied on as an indication of trading intent on behalf of any Fidelity product. Neither Fidelity nor the Fidelity speaker can be held responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. Please consult your tax or financial advisor for additional information concerning your specific situation. This podcast is intended for U.S. persons only and is not a solicitation for any Fidelity product or service. This podcast is provided for your personal, non-commercial use and is the copyrighted work of FMR LLC. You may not reproduce this podcast in whole or in part in any form without the permission of FMR LLC. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917. Copyright 2026 FMR LLC, all rights reserved.